This episode is brought to you by Lone Wolf Paintball. They are an amazing online supplier and have been around since the beginning of the game as Michigan's premier paintball field and paintball supplier since 1987. They are rapidly expanding into the online retail space and supplying everything you need to be the best paintball player you can be. They have got it all. Head over to lonewolfpaintball.com and shop all of your favorite brands. And they also boast amazing customer service and will have this out to you with same day shipping, which is amazing. It's always nice to know that your stuff is on its way immediately so you can start to use it that very next weekend of play. Check out their YouTube, Lone Wolf Paintball, and their Instagram at Lone Wolf PB and stay up to date with all of their deals and sales. Play the Game podcast is immensely honored to have them on board, and we cannot wait for you guys to check out lonewolfpaintball.com and become a part of their community. Thank you all from the bottom of our hearts for the tremendous support with the PTG show. If you are enjoying these episodes and want to help with the progress and development of this program and connect with like-minded, hungry paintball players, then head on over to ptgpodcast.com, click the orange Patreon link, and become a member of the PTG World Discord chat room. And now back to the show. This episode of PTG Podcast is brought to you by the new HK Army UV Glow Charging Sonic Loader and HK Army Glow-in-the-Dark Paintballs. Everybody, it is time to light up the night sky with one of the most exciting paintball experiences you will ever have. There are 7 integrated UV LED lights in the new UV Glow Charging Sonic Loader that will illuminate the HK Army glow-in-the-dark paintballs and have them supercharged for non-stop nightball fun. You do not know what you are missing out on until you go enjoy some nightball with some friends and shoot these instant tracers downfield with HK Army's glow-in-the-dark paintballs that provide precision accuracy, vibrant glow fill, and are all available right now on HKArmy.com. Do yourself a favor, head on over to HKArmy.com and get the new HK UV Sonic Loader and glow-in-the-dark paintballs right now, exclusively at HK Army. Log in, support, have fun, and we'll see you on the field. Tell them PTG sent you.
What's going on, PTG Nation? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This episode is an incredibly fun one. It's a lot different than our previous episodes. Tyler and myself were out at the WCPPL last weekend, getting tons of content, interacting with everybody, and we set up a little merch booth. We want to say a huge thank you to everybody that showed up and supported the brand, the podcast, the show, Tyler and myself. We both greatly appreciate it. I can't stress enough how thrilled and fulfilling the weekend was. Now, this episode, if you guys are listening and you're just on the audio side, we do recommend that you go and actually watch the video. There's a lot of background noise, and just your headphones are in, it might be a little frustrating. Not totally sure. You know, it's all about your personal threshold, I guess, for that kind of stuff. But we were, you know, doing the show from the booth. So you've got the teppanyaki guys to the left of us. You've got music to the right of us. You have, you know, people coming up and having conversations. And, you know, in that is a lot of gold and really great interviews from players and winners from each division. And, you know, we had Rainey on. Yeah was on. A lot of big names as well. So, again, you know, this is a little unique episode style. Please let us know what you think in the comments. Let us know if we should keep doing these kinds of, you know, we're calling them an event show. So, you know, you always have these event videos from the sponsors. We wanted to show up and do basically a event podcast or event show, showcasing the local regional leagues. So please make sure to let us know what you think in the comments, what we could do better. And I promise you, you will enjoy this one. So without further ado, we're going to hop in the show.
That was an insane inside move by Marcelo Margot. Great communication.
And the crowd starts chanting Harmon.
Great shot by all the guys. So Tyler Harmon saved that game.
He came out with 2 wins. Marcelo Margot was on fire.
Okay, this is the last warning, the last chance. I just, again, want to make sure you guys heard my part of the intro. This video has a lot of background noise, so if you're just listening on your headphones, you know, it might bother you a little bit. Head over to the YouTube channel and watch it. It's really fun. You are behind the scenes in the PTG booth at the WCPPL event. Again, there is background noise, but it is an event video. It is awesome. There's tons of amazing interviews in here, and you guys don't want to miss it. All right. We're going to hop to it.
All right, what up, everybody? We're out here at the WCPPL event number one. We got Cody Woodruff from San Diego Aftermath, who just came off of an excellent tournament out there at the Las Vegas Open and is a staple out here, obviously. Family-owned park. How long have you guys been here with ASU?
About 10 years.
10 years, yeah, and this is the park in Southern California. A lot of the pro teams come out. You guys are out here all the time practicing. Talk to me about your guys' preparation and how you guys have approached things on San Diego Aftermath.
I mean, from day one of last season, it was about consistently playing together, you know?
Yeah.
Having a good core of guys, all locals, are willing to travel here every weekend and play baseball.
That's what it's about, man. I mean, having a team where everybody is committed to the same kind of goals and the same kind of growth, right? And we talk about that on the show all the time with divisional players. If you're in a group where, you know, half the team doesn't have the same vision or the same work ethic, it's really hard to have any sort of success, right? And Aftermath, you guys are a team of young players, right? New to the pro scene, at least, you know, very new, and not much experience in the pro league. But you guys are stunting. You guys are absolutely, like, surprising people, right? And to me, it comes down to how much you guys play together. You guys are playing together every single weekend through the off season. I know you guys are out here every single weekend. You guys are probably out here on Christmas Day. You know, you guys are out here so much, but it shows, right? You guys have good chemistry. You believe in one another, and there's no ego on the team. So that kind of stuff is a really good example for divisional teams to, you know, have a path to the finals, to winning tournaments, right? There we go. We got Tyler Harmon in the background. You know, again, we are live out here. We got Poppy's Teppanyaki right here. We got the boys over here. Baller life, you know. We are here with the full-on event video. But let's kind of dive into WCPBL. Regional leagues. How important do you think they are for, you know, the sport in general?
They're very important. I mean, before I played on Aftermath, the last 3-4 years, I was just playing WCPL.
Okay. Yeah. Premier, all over. Yeah, right?
I mean, I took a long break. And when I came back, I played on the Gummy Bears, and we started as a D4 team.
Okay. WCPL. Yeah, yeah. I think everybody remembers the Gummy Bears. Gummy Bears were an OG team out of here. And if you're anywhere in the California area, you definitely heard of the Gummy Bears. So, you know, to me, I think what Mike's trying to do with the WCPPL, especially the lower divisions, bringing, you know, new players on board, offering like a three free man, you know, free entry just to get people into tournament paintball. That's really important, right? Because there's two sides of the sport. We've got the recreational side, which you guys do a fantastic job. You guys have beautiful rec fields out here. You also have airsoft, you know, so I'm sure some airsofters sometimes probably like, oh, let me go try paintball. You guys are getting tournament paintball exposure just by having both, you know, really good sides of the game here, right? The next step of that is getting players into playing tournaments, right? Because I don't know how exactly you got into tournament paintball. Why don't you share that story?
It was playing
a little closer to the mic, if you don't mind. Sorry, this is my bad. We got a lot going on out here, so I just want to make sure everyone can hear back home. So we'll have to be a little awkward and lean in, but
I was playing with my dad, and then we used to play at an old field in Redlands.
Sick. Okay.
I just started playing back then, and actually, how I got into tournament paintball is I went to a Dynasty clinic.
No way. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Sick. I didn't know that. I never knew that. That's awesome. Redlands, was that the park that was always there? Was there only one field there? So I remember playing out there with Aftermath when I was younger, you know? They had like the orange chronic bunkers. I remember that.
And it was right next to the shooting. On the outskirts of Redlands.
Outskirts of Redlands. Yeah, I can't imagine. Maybe there were two fields there. I don't know. I was a kid. I was like 13 years old. So I just remember going out to Redlands. Rock hard dirt,
yes.
You know, rock hard dirt with some rocks, you know, some boulders. But that's what we grew up on, you know. And now everyone complains over like the turf's not nice enough. I'm like, stop it, you know. We used to literally dive around on like SC Village was just straight sand, you know. It was like dirt, like sandy dirt. But okay, that's awesome. So I started playing with my dad as well. I first got into the tournament scene with three-mans, you know, his little beginner three-mans, and I grabbed a couple buddies. It's really easy to grab two friends rather than five and play a tournament. I was just kind of hooked, you know. And then obviously it was such a great bonding experience for my dad and I, you know. Absolutely. Which it seems like it's the same for you and Wayne. Your dad is out here all the time with you guys. You know, everybody, if you haven't been to Wayne County, this is ASG Wayne County, baby. You know, Wayne County is, you know, Wayne's the man. He really does a lot for the sport. I love calling it Wayne County. He's the sheriff out here, you know. He's the absolute sheriff. So, you know, and your mom as well, Karen, just fantastic. She is so sweet. Always has nothing but great things to say about, you know, paintball in general. Like, she is a huge supporter. So you guys are a full family of paintball, which is awesome. Do you think that... And this is a dumb question, it's kind of rhetorical, but do you think paintball has brought your family closer?
100%. It's like, that is something we all kind of work towards, I think. Especially growing up, it's like the thing that we've all kind of looked forward to on the weekends. And now it became something much bigger than that, right?
Yeah. No, it really is, man. It's something, you know, we talk about it all the time as well, is you can play with your mom, you can play with your dad, you can play this game with anybody, you know. Like, there's, I can't go and play football or basketball with, you know, my parents, you know. It just, especially if they're quite a bit older. My dad was 60 years old when we started playing paintball together, you know. So I couldn't go to the basketball court with him, but he could stand in the back and make it rain and you know, communicate to me on the field, and we could have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, my older brother played, actually both of my older brothers played, my two younger brothers played. So it was a really cool family experience for me as well, and I think that that's something that a lot of people do experience in the game. It's really special. So, let's see. Cody, WCPBL, are you going to go and do any of the XPSLs with Mike? You know, are you going to travel and help with anything else? Or are you just here because it's at ASG?
So originally, when I got on the team, I was just an about to ref, right? That was kind of the deal with Aftermath, as a ref.
Brutal deal, by the way. We had to do that back in 09. That was like,
I remember.
Reffing is, it is hard. It is hard work, you know? It is hard. We know the game, and you still miss calls. And you feel bad about it, you know? Yeah. You're standing out in the sun all day. There's, like, a trade that goes down, and you're like, eh, you're both out. Shit. You know, that might have been, it should have been a penalty, you know? But, okay, keep going.
So there was some mix-up, or some drama, I would say. That's probably the best way to put it. And then I end up taking more responsibility than just that.
Okay.
So currently I do all the scorekeeping setup. I started on Wednesday to get all that set up, and that's kind of my, I guess, responsibility.
Okay, yeah, like the whole electronic side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's important. You know, even at the NXL, the stuff's going down, scoreboard doesn't work sometimes. Like, can we get this, you know, maybe you got to be over there. I haven't seen any issues over here. Maybe Tom Cole, we got to get this man in the NXL booth.
No.
Not yet. Not yet. You can do both.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Total superstar action. You go on the field stunting, and then you make sure everything's running well. You
know, a little bit of conflict of interest.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a lot of that in paintball, you know, there is.
True.
But we're in the beginning stages, right? Yeah. So, you know, that's why you see so many professional players. They wear a lot of different hats, right? And even in the league, a lot of the, you know, executives, and they wear a lot of different hats. So some of the stuff might appear as a conflict of interest sometimes, but it's just the only way that we can, you know, go forward right now, because people are trying to do whatever they can to help the sport kind of improve and grow. So you're right, but also we're in little baby infancy stages. You know, we'll grow out of it for sure. Cody, what's the team looking like heading into Texas? What are your guys' practice plans, and how do you guys feel after, you know, the Las Vegas event?
I think the biggest thing was, like, on Sunday in Vegas was after that heat match. It was just, that was such a big moment, right, for the team. I mean, that last point was insane, and it's, like, overcoming those hurdles, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that was a crazy match, for sure. Came down to the wire, looked like Heat was going to win, and then you guys kind of stole it at the last second. We got T back there. Sorry, Poppy. Let's go.
Shout out to PTG.
Let's go.
Divisional coverage. Let's go.
Yeah. Dude, how about that Vegas Aftermath game? We got the boy right here.
We got action.
We were just talking about it. We got action. So heading into Texas, you guys are... Who are you practicing?
We're practicing you guys next week and Uprising. We're coming out here.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Layout Weekend.
We are practicing Dynasty again and Aftershock.
And Aftershock, yeah. So really excited to see Aftershock kind of, you know, outside of the tournament setting, see what, you know, all their social media stuff has been great. They've been fun to follow.
Definitely.
How do you feel about that side of the game, social media? Does Aftermath have a big social media presence?
Actually, it's me, so...
It's you. All right. All right. You do it all. See? Look.
Yeah, a little
you
bit
know?
Of everything. Uh-huh. 100%.
Okay.
It's me and then Paul, FPS Paul, who runs Violence, actually does the filming.
Okay.
In Vegas, so...
Nice.
Hopefully he's going to all the events with us to help, you know, get more content for us.
Content's important.
Very
absolutely
important.
Is. Especially in this day and age, Cody, getting paintball stuff just out to the masses is huge. That's how we get exposure to people that don't know the game. But yeah. All right. How are you guys, you going to make any predictions for Texas? How you guys feel? You know, you guys going to win the tournament? You going to make Sunday again? Go deep?
I mean, I like to say that we have an upward trajectory, right? But I don't want to be that guy.
No, man, that's an excellent answer. And you guys are definitely on the right trajectory. I'm really excited to practice you guys. And excited to see you guys, you know, carry the legacy forward. That's where Tyler and I both, you know, played
Let's
on
go,
Aftermath.
Baby. Keep carrying
ages,
the torch.
And we always are rooting for the team. So
appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. I know you got a lot of work to do, brother. Appreciate you taking the time out. You got to go put all the hats on. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Marcelo.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Of course. All right. We're back.
What's up?
Right here. We got our boy.
Ben Slofer.
Ben Slofer in the building. Just came off of, was it quarterfinals?
I think so. I believe so. Round of eight.
A quarterfinals loss against Regime. He's out here guesting with the Narcos. How was the weekend?
It was a good weekend overall. Weather was pretty cold yesterday, but today it's beautiful, clear.
It was freezing yesterday for everybody that this is the reason we didn't do any media. It was rainy, it was wet. We were supposed to have like a full-on tent too. It didn't show up in time, so we're making do with the WCPBL tent, which is actually awesome, perfect for an event video. But yeah, it was cold. It was cold out there.
I mean, it was good for us though, because it seemed like the rain would come in right after we would be done playing, and then when we were actually playing, it was never raining, so it worked out.
Nice. Yeah, that's not bad. Anytime you can dodge the rain like that, it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
So what was it like playing with a new team, obviously? Been somebody that I've worked with for a long time, played on the Misfits last year. You're playing with Aftershock over in Europe this year. Talk to us about guesting with the Narcos and how that experience has been.
It was a good experience. A lot of the guys are a little newer, but I mean, a lot of those newer guys were stunning out there on the premier field today and yesterday. So, I mean, I thought we played pretty well with what we had. And, you know, I think this was a lot of these guys' first premier tournament as well.
Yeah.
So we showed out yesterday going 3-1, and then we lost a close one to Regime today. But, I mean, I think at the later tournaments, you know, if they continue practicing together, we could, like, make a pretty deep run.
I agree. Honestly, watching the team, I was really impressed, and then making the jump. Obviously, having Ryan as coach,
yeah.
Ryan Greenspan, is a huge boost to the organization.
Yeah.
That team has gotten leaps and bounds better in the last, like, year.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that is Ryan's coaching and their dedication. They play a lot of paintball. What kind of things do you think the team should work on?
A lot of it is just dying in pairs. One guy dies, and I feel like I haven't watched all of the footage about it, but it just seems like they try and overextend into like another gun to try and hold up a zone, and then they end up getting flipped as a second guy.
Yeah.
And then dying off in pairs is bad. And also, just winning the points too fast. Like, I feel like we get all the way down to the field and just get too excited and shoot all the bodies right away, and then we'll be up 3-0, 4-0, and then we'll still have like 10 minutes left. So,
yeah,
just
for sure.
Too much time.
You know, the philosophy, I think, is win slow, lose fast, right?
Yeah.
You know, unless you're up points, then you want to lose slow. But I agree. You know, watching those games, the team lost a lot of high body situations as well. You know, so like a little lack of patience in some of those moments where you have an advantage. But very promising, for sure. Talk to us about, you know, what you got going on the rest of the year, you know, NXL or, you know, any of the other events.
Planning on playing Texas here soon with New York Wrecking Crew.
Let's go. Back with the squad.
Yep. And then have NXL Europe at the end of May. And, just doing those two things, WC and Europe for the rest of the year. And then maybe NXL if that works out.
How excited are you to be back playing in the WC? Let's talk a little bit about regional leagues. You've played in, you know, all sorts of regional leagues around the country, MSXL, OPS, here's the WCPBL. What do you think about the divisional scene out here?
I mean, I think it's the best regional series in the country for sure. Like, the refs are always good here. I mean, they're pretty consistent. Like, if they're throwing flags, they're throwing flags for everybody, you know, which is good to see.
For sure.
So, I mean, it's run well. There's never really, like, any, like, major issues, you know, because a lot of these other regional events, you know, it just seems like they're kind of just going through with it just to have the event happen and just not really caring about the experience of it.
Totally.
Can you guys hear them?
Oh, they can hear us.
Get in there.
They can hear us.
Dude, the young legend. The young legend in the house.
Let's go.
Let's go. Awesome, man. Well, Ben, we're excited to see what you do the rest of the season. Who knows? Maybe you'll even make an appearance with Team USA, with the men's team. You're too old for the U19s.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to carry that torch with both squads. It's going to be really tough. But, yeah, thank you for coming on PTG.
Thanks
for coming out here. And have a good rest of the day.
Play the game.
We're reporting live.
Reporting live
from the Dub C with Thomas Taylor.
What's up, everybody?
Yes, Thomas, how's it going?
Dude, it is awesome. This place is banging.
It is.
I have not been to a WCPBL in like 10 years, and I showed up and I was like, I'm a mind blown.
The cars are going for miles in all
every
directions.
Every direction.
There's so
there's
many
like
people.
Real vendor village. Like the real deal. Yeah. Four fields banging teams everywhere. Like this feels like, I mean, it feels like an NXL. I mean, it's massive.
It is.
This is crazy.
It's going amazing. You have your squad out here.
Yes,
talk
sir.
To us about that.
If Miss Kids, now Iconic, moving into a new name. They're doing great. They went 3-1. First three matches, they steamrolled.
They
got some adversity. Weren't able to score a point in like 26 seconds left. So, you know, they're 3-1. They may still win their division. I'm not sure. We'll find out. It's not over yet. But, I mean, they're playing good. It's their first, like, real X-Ball event, right? They played youth. They played local. The NWX League I run. But they haven't played an X-Ball event, right? So, testing their merit, you know, finding out where they stand in the world. Man, it's fun to watch them play baseball.
Good, and I'm kind of glad that they got tested in that last game so that they can go into the next round tomorrow with a different mindset, a different hunger, and a different awareness of what can sting them as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they learned so much from that time. They learned clock management. They learned, you know, how to close a game, you know, where it was at. You know, I mean, they were still doing all the right things. They just didn't do it fast enough. And, like, this is going to give them that, like, oh, hey, we could do this better. Something to talk about. Like, you know, if they had just steamrolled all four, you know, hey, look, we're the best. Yeah. And then come and get smacked down tomorrow morning and go home and eighth or whatever, right? You know, so yeah, this is gonna be good for. I think it's really good for them, and I'm all about these kids learning and growing. You know,
good.
I mean, they're on that right path, right? You know, I keep saying it, but these kids are gonna be the next dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, boys. Let's go. Can't wait to see it. And you guys have one of the best families in paintball. Shout out to Tiff. Shout out to
baby,
your
love you.
Whole entire squad up in the Northwest. And I know you do a lot locally as well, helping youth paintball and just helping paintball in general. So kind of talk to us about your mission up there and what you guys have been doing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in Northwest now 5 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. I remember when you moved up there. That's insane.
It is blown by.
Yeah,
Keith was just a little baby, and now he's a two-time world champ. Bam! You
Let's
know
go,
what I'm saying?
Keith.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, no, so in the Northwest, we're doing a lot of cool things. I've been working with Impact Action Sports, now working with KC Crusaders, too, growing a little X-Ball league. So teams can come and play in D5 or D4, practice for this and practice for the NXL, right? So really having like a real X-Ball league. There's nothing like that in the Northwest, right?
Yeah.
Everybody plays versions of five-man or race two.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been growing. We have four events now. It's a series, you know, series title, prizes. We run it like the NXL. So that's a pretty cool thing. And then below that, I have a thing called the Trilogy Series, and I'm working with the Impact Action Sports, and that's like three-man, young guns, beginner, and that's really where it's cool, you know. I mean, got you know, my little boy Zeki, he's already won three events, and he's only seven. He's out
Let's
there
go,
playing
Zach.
Back. Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
I mean, I just like working with players. I love coaching. I love being. I mean, I really truly enjoy it, and so just to see what has happened in the 5 years we've been in the Northwest has been really, really cool.
Well, I mean, you have single-handedly cultivated an entire legion of paintball players up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's you, brother.
Yeah,
like, that's an amazing thing to do for the game. And it's so cool to see these youngsters taking all the knowledge that, you know, Thomas is one of the best players in the world. This guy has done it all. And in the early 2000s, literally the most iconic player of all time. Like, the Mohawk, y'all remember how it went, you know? So
yes, sir.
It's it's amazing to see you continuing to just fall in love with the game over and over and over again.
So beautiful, man.
It is. And it, now we're out here at the
Duck
Sea.
Yeah, loving it.
The vendor village is popping.
Popping.
You actually have some stuff over here.
Yeah, yeah. So I just dropped the new line, a little Troll Snake Skull right here. You see my little paintballs in there? So we just dropped that, a limited edition run here. We have all the IK stuff, so the iconic Infamous Kid stuff. We have that stuff there. We help raise money for them. And then you can see right, hold on, I get right here. Right here, shout out to Finlay, Jimmy Hickey. He is an awesome human being. He supports me, he supports the kids, so we got special stuff there. And I brought down his booth, so I'm working with that. And then on the other side, a local guy, you know, Ryan Stanfield, SSC Custom.
Yes.
And then Baron with Ace.
Dude, Baron's the man. He just made us
headbands?
A crazy one.
Go grab one. Hey, grab one. So show the people.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with you.
Okay.
Marcella's over here. We got him in the back. He's slaying.
You guys got to come check it out. Baron makes really cool stuff. Yeah. Shout out to him. He does really cool stuff. So he made the kids some like custom ones. He made me some NYX ones, some blue ones, which are pretty cool. Good stuff. But the vendor village is popping. If you want to support and you're here, please come by. Got Fueled by Fire markers. I got a collab with Project.
Yeah, the markers. Tell them about the markers.
Yeah, so Fueled by Fire CS3s, I have them. I have them on my website. I have some new ones being made also. Arc Anodizing shout out. Yep. And then over here, I got a Project Fueled by Fire LV2s, limited run. We have two of them left.
Support the boy.
Please come over, hang out. I got some playing jerseys from Infamous left over. No NYX ones. Those sold like...
Those are gone.
A second.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a new jersey, a new team. Yeah. People are like, I need that first one, they didn't make it. But yeah, the vendor village is cool. It's just for me as I transition. You know, I'm not transitioning. I'm not saying I'm retiring this year.
I love playing baseball. What?
Not that I didn't say that, but I am. You know, focusing more on the kids, focusing more on coaching. I'm still focusing on myself and going to the gym and being an athlete because I love it and I'm competitive and I'm not going to just let him shoot me. He's going to have to earn it every time, damn it. But doing the gear, having my own line, building a line for the kids. It's all part of the experience. You guys are doing gear, right?
Yeah.
You're doing this. You're making gear. Yeah. You're playing paintball on different teams. That's all. That guy keeps stealing all our trophies.
I know.
Can't
have them or there he is. Let's get him. Let's go get him.
Yeah, listen, bro. Save some for the rest of us.
You know, it's a really cool time in paintball right now. It is. And you can feel the energy. There's so many people that want to support this game. We've got a lot of big news that's going to be breaking as we roll into the season as well. And also, look out for, we're going to have Tyler from the NFL on PTG this week. We got a lot
Algier?
Of Algier.
Yeah, dude, he's sweet, bro. I met him in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's the most humble dude.
He was so sweet.
He loves paintball. We just rapped about paintball for a while. Like, he's sweet, dude. Jack.
Yes, Jack. He is.
He's like, man, you're in good shape. I'm like, what, me? Like, bro. For real stuff.
He's a monster.
Yeah. But he's a cool dude, you know. It's weird, like, anytime I see, like, a football player, someone is a sports player, I just never go talk to him.
Yeah.
Because, like, my whole life, like, in this world, like, you know, if you can't walk from point A to point B, I love it, guys. I'm not saying don't. But, like, when people are out in their real lives, I don't generally say something. So, like, you know,
they don't want to bother people.
Yeah, but he was kind of introduced because he likes paintball, so it was cool. It was just kind of like a mutual thing, and he loves it, so I'm glad you're gonna have him on the show. I want to hear what he has to say about, you know, his life and paintball and all that kind of stuff. So
it says a lot about paintball when you have a top tier NFL player who says how difficult the game is and how challenging not only physically but mentally this sport is. So it adds validation to what we do as pro players when you have top athletes talking about it in that way as well.
And I love it too, because, like, I don't know. I mean, like, probably all of you that are watching this or will watch this understand, you know, 23 years I've been playing a snake position.
Unheard of.
Right? Like,
unheard of.
The body isn't, like, it's just not like a thing, right? Like, people can't do that. And so, like, for someone like him to have that conversation with me, like, man, this is tough. You know, I got to be careful. I'm only allowed to play for certain times. And I can't die or slide, right? Because he has all his rules. And I'm like, yeah, bro, I hear you. I mean, doing his head. Yeah, it beats your body up. It's real, dude. I played all my sports too. I played football, rugby, all this.
Yeah.
But this, it beats you up. I'm not saying I could take a hit from an NFL player. I'm not saying it.
No,
I don't want that train. I don't want that train. The train wreck would die. Just leave me there to die.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is that the physicality of throwing your body to the ground over and over is something.
Right.
So, and he understands that, and it's cool, like, to hear people like, oh man, respect.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what I kind of felt like, oh, respect.
That's
all
right.
I feel you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And shout out to Mike Hinman. We got to show love for Mike.
Oh my God, Mike.
Hey.
You're doing it, dude.
Seriously.
It's a beautiful Mike.
Yes.
Like, literally, I pulled the mic and I'm like, bro, I am so proud of you. And he kind of, I'm like, no, like, this is awesome.
Well,
like,
this awesome. And the USXBL is popping.
Popping, it
just
is.
Got back from Texas.
And it's so really, good. Yeah. When Mike was starting his league, you know, excessive, we're going, like, I remember having those conversations about how he was going to start a league, the seven man was going to die right then. Like, yeah. This whole thing, like, his, like, oh, I'm just going to start this league. I love paintball. Yeah. I mean, that was probably 15 years ago. Now he could date it probably better.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
to be here, this is
the real deal. I mean, this.
And also, I gotta show love because Mike saved us. We were supposed to have a whole PTG canopy cover. We got stifled with the guy who was supposed to make it. Just like reeled us along and didn't make it.
What way is
so,
it?
So it's a Dub C cover. We got Mike hooked us up with the W. People think they're coming to registration or something, you know. And it's us over here.
That's
doing
why
a podcast.
I couldn't find you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But Thomas, I just wanted to have you on and say thank you for everything that you've done in the game over the years. Love you with all my heart. And everybody, be sure to support Thomas.
ThomasTrollTaylor.com. Yes. If you're not here, please. Yeah. Thank you. Love you. And all you out here grinding, doing your work. I'm over there watching. We see you.
Let's go.
Shout out. Keep the game growing. We love it.
Much love. Much love. T,
play the game, baby.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
All right, everybody, we're back here out at the WCPPL. We have our boy Colin Cherry. Welcome. Welcome to the West Coast. Welcome to the WCPPL. You brought the CEP boys out. You know, former pro team, been in the game for a long time. So what do you think about the event? What do you think about the West Coast and WCPPL?
Yeah, it's great to be out here. A lot of action out here. A lot of really good teams to play against. There's a lot of pro players on each of these teams, so the competition's really good. This is some of the best reffing I've seen at a, you know, non-national event that I've ever been to. This is my first one, so it's always exciting to come out to the West Coast and see how paintball is played around the world. And I think they really do it right out here in California. A lot of vendors, a lot of really good teams, so get a good look.
Yeah, 100%. Mike came in, runs a really nice league. He runs a great show, great production. Like, if you're walking up and down here, for anyone that's not out here, explain the vendors area to them. For a regional league, it's like the coolest that I've seen. You feel like you're at a national event.
Yeah, you know, they've got food. They're cooking up.
Uh-huh.
What is this right here?
This is teppanyaki right here.
Hibachi
teppanyaki.
That was in Vegas. You were in Vegas. I know they're in Vegas. So
you got Pop's Tacos, Super Elite Tacos over on the other side. You got the Ballers right here. Here we go. Look at that. Booth life. Let's go. Oh, we got another one. There we go. There we go.
It's a lot of fun out here.
Yeah.
Paintball's good. Yesterday the weather wasn't great, but today it's beautiful California weather, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, much better today. Yesterday was cold, windy. We didn't have the walls up, so we weren't doing the interviews, but, you know, we got a little bit of, you know, nice weather, good conditions, so we're out here.
Sun is shining today.
Yeah, yeah. So how did the team end up?
We ended up going 2-2. We lost our last two games after we won our first two pretty well. We beat LA Collision in overtime. And then we beat Grind City in our first match. But then we lost to Narcos, who I think you were helping out.
My boy Ben's playing with them. Ryan Greenspan's coaching him. I wasn't really helping too much. I was just watching, right, supporting my boy Ben.
But you boy Ben, he took it to us. They beat us, I think, 7-3. And then we lost in overtime against Seattle Cartel, basically, to move on. So that was a little disappointing
way
to end the tournament.
Well, Seattle Cartel, definitely a good team. They've been in the WCPL for a long time. And Narcos, we were all really impressed with. You know, they jumped up from Division 3 last year. I don't think they won an event last year either. And so to make the jump and to make Sunday in Premier, which is, as you guys saw, it's a really tough, really competitive division. I think it's one of the most competitive non-national. You know, it's kind of like semi-pro. You know,
definitely a lot like semi-pro. We played a ton of points. Was one thing I noticed on this layout in particular. You know, scores were 5-4, 6-4. Like, you're playing 10 points a match. That kind of adds up.
What'd you think of the layout?
I thought the layout was really fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty simple. You know, a straight down ladder snake, kind of two straight down ladder snakes right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Kind of get back to the classic kind of layouts, not the inverted, asymmetrical stuff.
Right.
I've always seen the layouts they've made here, and they've always seemed to be pretty, like, classic. And that's
they
what
crush
I like.
It. Yeah. Yeah, the layouts at the WCPPL are always awesome. They're a lot of fun. Coaching on them last couple years was really exciting because it rewards like good teamwork, good skill, ability, right? It's really difficult to get into some of the spots like the snake. It's hard to get into, but if you do, it's incredibly rewarding, right? So I love fields that are like that, to where you have to work hard to get into the good spots, but if you do, you get rewarded. And it seems like, you know, they don't miss with those.
No, it was a lot of fun. I was playing that center brick and I had a lot of fun going up there and trying to punch through the gut there.
Yeah.
So those definitely opportunities to make your moves, but at the same time, you had your chance to shoot the guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was fun to play. I had a lot of fun.
Nice, dude. Are you guys here all weekend, or are you heading back tonight, tomorrow?
We're here for the rest of the day today, and I'm headed out tomorrow morning.
Okay. And then what's next?
Texas. Getting ready for Texas. Yeah, I'll have a weekend off next weekend, and then right back to the Texas.
And who are you playing with out there?
I'm playing with Mutiny and Semi Pro.
Okay, nice. How's that going?
How's
Vegas?
It was okay. We missed the cut. We went 2-2 again. We lost to Texas Demolition in a game that would have put us through. It was a close game. I think we lost 4-3. But the team's right there. You know, it's my first time playing with the team, so I'm kind of gelling and seeing how it goes.
Nice. Well, Colin, you've been in the game for a really long time. Again, you've been around for more than a decade. What do you think is the next step for paintball, as far as our growth as a competitive sport?
I mean, I think, everybody talks about getting on TV. I mean, I think we really need to get paintball on the eyes of people that don't always watch paintball. Like, we've got to get it in front of people that don't always know what the game is or haven't seen paintball. So I think that's our main challenge, is how do we get people that don't play paintball to buy into it and really know what our game is.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. I think, through social media and different streaming platforms and services, telling the stories of, the divisional players, the professionals, that is imperative to the growth. I think we are in a really good direction with that right now. It seems like the game is better than it's ever been almost. It seems really healthy. It seems really vibrant. It seems like we're kind of on the cusp of, some outside interest. We've had a lot of high-profile athletes start to get into the game and really appreciate the game. I definitely agree. More free stuff, free streaming of the pro games, obviously I understand certain things need to be behind a paywall. Go Sports does a fantastic job. Their product is super elite, but there's still so much we can build off of that to just pump out to the masses. All the shows, this is a shout out to anyone that wants to start a paintball podcast or a paintball show. Do it. Absolutely do it. Pursue it. Tell the stories, because that is really good for the growth of the game. And I agree. That's a huge one for sure.
So, yeah, everyone that knows paintball loves paintball.
Right.
But if you don't know paintball, you
don't
know.
How can you love it?
Yeah.
How can you love it? What's your favorite thing about paintball?
The people.
The people. That's what everyone says. All the people say that.
Yeah.
Right? The relationships, the experiences. That's absolutely right.
The travel. You get to see beautiful places. Like, I'm out here in San Diego, California. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, we're not in San Diego.
Or Temecula.
Yeah. We're a little north of San Diego, just to be clear. San Diego's a gem. Have you been down to San Diego?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. La Jolla Cove.
Don't confuse the two.
You're right.
Okay. Don't confuse the two. San Diego, best city in the world. Facts. La Jolla Cove. Love that place. What'd you do? You go swimming in the cove there? You do the kayaking?
I went on vacation with my wife last year, and we just kind of went and looked at the beaches. We didn't get to kayak, but that's something I really wanted.
Okay. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
La Jolla is beautiful.
Going to the sea caves.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome, brother. Well, sure. Thank you for joining us here on PTG. We'd love to have you on for a long-form episode.
My guys,
we got
right
the crew back
right
there. There we go. Rest of the
Julian,
team.
Christian, Martel.
It's really cool to see CEP back in the game. Is there any plans to bring him to the NXL?
Potentially. We wanted to come out here to WCPPL and just kind of see if we still had it.
See if we still had it.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was a lot of fun. And nice. I think we can definitely do better the next time around.
Are you coming back to the next WC?
That remains to be seen, but okay. I think it seems likely.
It's great practice.
Yeah.
It's great practice. I wish I could still play the WCs. I wish Mike would just allow, if you're going to allow one pro, don't have a point king. I kind of understand why he does it, but I wish I could play because this league is so much fun.
There's a lot of pros around. You walk through the alley and you see pro coaches coaching all these teams. It's like, whoa, this is pretty serious.
Yeah, there's tons of pro players. You have Kyle Spica, Mouse, Skinny Kevin, Rich Telfer,
Rainey.
Todd Adamson, Rainey. Yep, his team is actually in the finals right now as we're on this, doing this recording. Randy's team is in the finals for D3 with the Sicarios. So we're going to have the MVP of that match on here afterwards. But, yeah, tons of action, man. Obviously, yeah. Tyler, you got everyone. The community is awesome. But really, it's not even about the pros here. It's about the divisional guys, you know. The divisional teams, they show out. They're excited. It's just a really great weekend of paintball.
There's 45 D4 teams, I think.
It's huge.
It's a big division.
Huge. Yeah, Mike was saying there's like, 800-900 players, he thinks, here, you know. So for a regional league, that's excellent.
They got it going on out
here. Yeah, they do,
sure,
man.
So make it out to WC when you can.
Yeah. All right, brother. Colin, thank you so much. See you soon.
Yep. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. We are here with the D3 champions.
Woo, we got the MVP
of the finals, Grayson Bromber.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And the event MVP, our boy Cyrus. Big pro guy, if you guys been watching the Instagram. Big pro guy here. Sicarios. They had a really good event. You guys played phenomenal. I got to watch quite a few games. Rainey's their coach, so obviously, good leadership. How you guys feeling after the win right now?
Feeling incredible, honestly. It was a huge team win. We loved every minute of it. Rainey had a great game plan. We all stuck to the game plan. Honestly, just leaned on each other, made sure that we had good communication, and that's really what led us to victory. So it's great.
Awesome.
And I'm not following up that. So.
I like it. Sometimes it's better to just say copy and paste,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. Grayson, I want to talk to you because, you got the finals MVP, right? And the very first point, you get shot off the break. A lot of players, when something like that happens to them, it gets in their head, and they're, like, afraid to continue to attack. And Rainey, actually, if you guys have not watched the WCPPL D3 finals, you should go back and watch. Rainey put on a masterclass in overtime, decides to go double snake on a break, which is, just wild. What a great move. Rainman is never afraid, as he says, scared money don't make money. But how did you approach the game, the rest of the match, after getting shot off the break the first one?
Yeah.
And just, kind of brushing it off and then getting finals MVP?
Absolutely. No, I feel like paintball is honestly a huge mental game. And so coming off and just making sure that you're ready, filling up your pods, being calm, cool, collected, whether you win or lose, just steady Eddie. And so we just kept it going and, made sure that we were in the fight the entire time. And then towards the end, honestly, we had this double snake play in our pocket throughout the event. And it really was great just because, we knew we could lean on it when we needed it. And so right when overtime came, he looked at us and was like, hey, you guys want to do this? And we were confident in the game plan and executing. So, yeah.
I love that. I love rolling the dice like that. We did a lot of that last year in Premier. We get to the finals and same thing. I look at the team and say, I got a crazy idea. Are you guys in or not? Right? And the whole team's like, let's do it. Right?
Definitely.
And usually it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Whatever. Right? You move on. But you got to have that mindset, like you said, steady Eddie, on to the next point. That's a really valuable tidbit for players, right? You can't dwell on what happened in the past. Just try to learn from it, and getting shot off the break isn't usually your fault. Maybe you could change your route, that kind of stuff. No matter what the mistake is, the next point's a new point, right? And the game's not over until the game's over.
Exactly.
So, then our boy Cyrus opened up the event winning a 1-on-3. That's pretty stellar. That's pretty crazy, a 1-on-3 out here. And then had a huge 1-on-1 victory in overtime. It went to 1-on-1s, and you pulled it off in the semifinals to put the team into the finals. So, talk to us about being out here. Obviously, you've been coming out to the West Coast for, let's rewind a little bit because your story is epic. For those of you that don't know Cyrus, he just drove across the country, moved to Texas to play with PB Kit so he could be full-time paintball. He's been really putting in the work, coming out to the West Coast, playing the WCPPL all last season and this season. Talk to us about West Coast paintball and the league out here.
Well, Mike runs an absolute stellar league. Anything Mike has his hands on is almost always good. So the WC's run very well. You get almost all the same reps from the NXL events. So the repping's it's very consistent. Like you don't get too many bad eggs. So Mike runs a very well league. And then I forgot the rest of your questions, but
I asked a lot of questions, yeah. Brother. No, I'm just curious what you think of the WCPBL and West Coast paintball, right? How competitive is it out here? You're obviously in the pro division now. You played semi-pro. So what about this league do you think is different from other leagues?
So I think this league, it has a lot of heavy hitters. So like the Premier, you get put against the pros, and then obviously this is probably my last D3 event.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be pointed out after
right.
The next one. But like you get me in D3.
We got the rest of the Sicarios out there. Yeah, champs, the squad.
But Yeah, so the comp is very good. You get a mix of everything. You get the fast guys, you get the big guys that are good at zone control. You have to learn a bunch of different play styles, especially with this league, because you gotta kind of shift to what team you're playing, and then we end up being like a mix. So we got our heavy shooters, and then we also got the fast guys like this guy. So it's very well rounded, I would say.
Nice. Awesome. I totally agree. Watching and coaching in this league for the last like 10 years, the competition is really good, right? And I travel across the country and coach in different regional leagues. It's one of the best ones in the nation, in my opinion. Everything is well done. The venue here, we're talking about it with every guest. The venue is amazing. You know, you have so many vendors. You got great food all over the place. The food's
Pop's
amazing.
Pop's Tacos, shout out.
Yeah, Pop's Tacos is always popping. You have Poppy's Teppanyaki. There's like a great little lemonade stand. I mean, you feel like you're at an NXL event. Yeah, really do, you know? So the culture is really good here, right? It's a really fun league for everybody, which is important. You know, for divisional players and people to come out and enjoy this. This is the type of thing that, like, you could be proud to bring your girlfriend, your parents, you know, your boyfriend, whatever it is you got going on. You know, you could bring them out here and be like, yeah, this is kind of cool, you know? It looks professional. It's really well done.
For sure.
Grayson, how long have you been playing?
Oh, man. I think my first event was 2011. So back in like the RPL days, MPPL days, old school PSP.
Yeah.
So I've been at it for a while, and, you know, just can't get away from it. You catch the paintball bug and you're hooked. You know?
That's it, 100%. How old are you?
28.
Yes. Still young.
Still young.
Cyrus, how old are you?
I'm just turned 23.
23, yeah. Super young.
Yeah.
Yeah, cracked in the pro division already. Look at that. Yeah. What are your goals?
My goals in paintball, honestly, you just keep growing and keep winning tournaments, you know. Right now, I mean, we started off on a really good note, and hopefully we can just stay consistent throughout the season, keep winning, and then hopefully as a team, move on to the premier division. That's really, you know, I'm just looking to grow within this division and with this team, so.
Nice. Yeah. What's it like been playing under Rainey?
Amazing. This is my first year with the Sicarios, and honestly, he just has such a fantastic paintball mind. He's really patient, you know, he's animated, of course.
Yep.
So, you know, he's always getting the team hyped up, but at the right moment, you know. Yep. He knows when to dial it back and, you know, let us basically get our emotions out on the field in the right time, and then come together and connect and settle down also at the right times. So he's great mentally, great game plans. You know, he's such a fantastic paintball mind again. He's been at it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, you know, growing up, so he gets the West Coast, you know, paintball scene, and it's great. So, yeah.
You gonna follow that one up?
he's a well-spoken.
He's a well-spoken.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Rainey is one of the best minds in paintball. He's been, you know, at the top of the game for a very long time. Been a teammate of mine in the past, you know, somebody that I definitely admire and look to kind of steal some things from paintball, you know. And having him as a coach certainly helps. And he comes out to a lot of practices with you guys too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's very integrated with the team, and that's something that I personally really loved about, you know, playing with the Sicarios and, you know, just joining the team.
Yeah.
Having him super integrated and friends with all of us, you know.
Yeah.
On and off the field, hanging out together. On the field and off the field.
Yeah. It makes a big difference, right? When you have a good connection with the coach, that really goes a long way. You know, you got to build the trust there. So any teams or coaches that are listening to this, understand how important it is to build a relationship with your players. You know?
And then it also, like, it makes you want to win for him.
Absolutely.
Like, you play harder for that guy.
Absolutely.
Because you're friends with him. You don't hate the coach or hate the org, and you don't want to try.
It's a very important thing. Yeah. That's something I learned from, you know, Mike Hinman and Shane Pastana as a young kid. Like, the players wanted to play for these guys, you know. You really wanted to go out and do your best for them because they cared about you so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great piece of advice for any coaches that are listening, any players that are listening. Like, try to build good relationships off the field because they absolutely carry over on the field. When you're in those big moments, you know, you're deep into Sunday or out here, the finals are on Saturday for the higher divisions. You know, when you're in the final rounds, that's the kind of extra stuff that, you know, you will give you an edge over your team or your competition, right? So can't stress that enough. It's absolutely right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, boys, thank you very much for joining us for a quick little segment on PTG.
Yeah,
pleasure. Absolutely. Congratulations on the win.
Yeah,
go enjoy.
Let's go.
Go enjoy. Have some fun. And, we'll see you on the podium.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, everybody, we are here with the Premier Division MVP. You guys just won. Shout out to my boy Royce from Regime. You guys took down the Narcos earlier today. My boy Ben plays on them. But you guys had a phenomenal weekend. I got to watch quite a few of your matches, and you played pretty stellar. Talk to me about the event. Talk to me about WC.
Well, we love the WC.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best field. It's the best reffing. I mean, you can't beat the pricing. The fact that everybody's just the same paint, you know, goes a long way because it's kind of an equalizer too.
Yeah.
You know? And just, I don't know, WC is like, it's so consistent.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike's done a great job, obviously. The venue here is really, really vibrant. There's a lot of people. You have a lot of vendors, a lot of players. I think he said there's like 800 or 900 actual people here, which is crazy for a regional league. And you're an OG. You've been around the game for a long time. Played on Team USA, veterans as well. Royce has been around the block. But talk to me about divisional paintball, right? And the Premier Division specifically is really competitive.
It's crazy to see pro players, pro coaches, scouts, pit crews. Is it, I don't know, but we're a little outclassed because we don't have any of that.
Yeah.
But the guys that I play with are so positive. They're all old pros. They're all old, period. And it's unbelievable because the guys I play with, they don't even play paintball. They play paintball 4 times a year, and that's these 4 events.
Yeah.
They just understand the game. They understand situational paintball, and they're so positive. And they have productive conversations, like you guys were talking about in your last podcast, productive conversations in the pit. Like, it just makes all the difference, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, positivity was, like, one of our biggest weapons, for sure.
Positivity goes a long way. We were talking about that with the D3 champs, actually, from the Sicarios. We had Cyrus and Grayson on just a little bit ago. And they were talking about Rainey bringing that to them, bringing, you know, connectivity and belief in one another and positivity, right? That really does go a long way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your consistency and your ability on the field starts off the field.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to be a tight unit off the field. You guys have been together for quite a while now. How long have you played with Regime?
8 seasons?
8 seasons.
7? I can't remember. I started when they were still playing D3 and at Victory.
Okay.
And then we went Division 2 and then Premier and been here ever since. So.
Yeah. Let's let the listeners know a little bit about your history in the game. How did you get started? And, you know, let's talk about your path a little bit.
I'm from Maui. Probably one of the only guys from Maui that plays on Oahu with the rest of Hawaiian Heat. And Hawaiian Heat has seen their day. We climbed the ranks. We played from NPPL days, some APL, and then we played some NXL. At the height of Hawaiian Heat, it was semi-pro, and we finished like 5th in the world, which is pretty amazing. I mean, we got beat by Aftermath and Mutiny, but those guys eventually went pro. So
right. We
had our heads high, and a lot of these guys from that semi-pro team still play, except we're playing divisional now, except for GJ, of course. You know, what can you say about GJ? The guy's phenomenal, right?
Absolutely.
So I get to play alongside that guy. He's the one they recruited me to play with, Regime, in fact, because we've been on Hawaiian Heat together for so many years. So he gave me a shot at Regime, and I don't know, I guess I just got lucky to earn my spot, and been here ever since. So I'm only playing WCs now. I played a NXL kind of here and there. The last NXL I played, like, we won D2 at World Cup, but I was playing with Gray Area. My boy Ryan Podesta, shout out Gunfighter Ryan Podesta, I love you, bro.
Ryan's the man.
Ryan is the man.
He's another one of the OGs. Yeah. I got to play with him for a season back in 2012. We played 7-man together on a team called Explicit. So,
Explicit. Yeah,
I learned about the OG. I was a young kid. I was probably a brat to him, you know, back then, but we're boys now. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, what went on with him? Because he used to play with you guys. I noticed he wasn't suited up this event.
It was a little bit different. We kind of had a lot of guys. You know, the conversation was a little bit tough. But, you know, with the core Regime guys, I was together for so long, they just decided to go back to that.
Okay.
You know? And then, I mean, I don't really know. I know. Who knows? There was a lot of forces of nature that happened this event. You know, and this layout was really our type of layout because we have, like, some really serious, like, good mid attackers. The Doritos played a little slow, and our Snake Eyes could match any other team's Snake Eyes. So, I mean, it just fell in our favor, right? It's all about the layout.
The layout really does have a lot to do with a team's success, right? And actually, that's the really cool thing about our sport is that each tournament, the layout is different. So, you know, the better you get, the more experience you get, then layouts start to matter less and less because you find ways to figure them out. And I think, you know, again, you have a team full of veterans and experienced players. So, you know, I had to coach against you guys for the last couple seasons. You know, you sent us packing on Sunday too. And you guys are always a really tough game. you know, it's our young kids would watch and be like, oh, it's going to be an easy game, you know? And I'm like, stop it. These guys, their mind works really good, okay? I promise you, stop that mindset, you know? And then sure enough, you sent us home the first day. I'm like, I told you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, a beautiful thing about this game, too, is that, as you said earlier, you know, older people can still be really good at the game because it's all about how you're processing the information. Yeah, hey, I'm one of the older guys. I'm working my way into that division, right? So I'm only a few years out of the veterans. Another seven, I think, and then we'll be teammates over there.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. But, you know, like I was saying, that's a really unique thing about our sport, right? Is it's about how smart you play, right? And that's the difference maker. I don't really know any other sport that's like that, you know, in football or basketball. Once you lose a little bit of speed, you're kind of obsolete, you know. Unless you play the quarterback position, you see it. But in paintball, it's almost like every player is like a quarterback. They have to think like a quarterback. So, you know, it is unique. That's what makes it so fun, you know.
I actually had this conversation with a friend the other day because it makes total sense compared to all the other sports out there. You go to play football, it doesn't matter where you go, it's still 50 yards by 100 yards.
Yeah.
You go to play on the soccer field, it's the same soccer size, the field, the basketball court, the rim is still 10 feet, you know, yeah, the same size. Every other sport, ice hockey, it's all the same rings, but for the sport that we play, every event is a different layout.
Yes.
So that right there is the complete game changer. On top of that, you know, what we play is like, it's a complete game of trust. And you know, you need a different level of trust for what we do.
For sure. Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, there's conversation about, like, what if we had the same layout for a year or forever? I think that would be terrible. I think it is one of the most unique things about our sport that we do change the field every event. And whether it's blind layout or you have time to practice on it, there's, like, a new story that develops, you know, on each field. And, like, that is such a cool thing for me. You know, I think that telling that story would do a really good job of highlighting our game. You know, it's a unique thing. 100%. So, let's compare the Premier Division. We've been talking about this with the players. Premier Division to the NXL. Where would you say it matches up?
Premier semi-pro.
I think so.
Yeah,
for sure.
if not harder.
Yeah, I agree. Again, you know, spending time coaching and watching Premier for many years, I agree. I think the Premier Division is the most competitive divisional that
next
there is
NXL
in the country.
Pro.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, huge accomplishment. Again, congratulations. What are your guys' plans the rest of the season? Do you think you're going to be playing any NXLs, or it'll be all WCs?
Nah. WCs where it's at.
That's the fun stuff.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, we love all the teams that we play against. It's like all the teams, it's different here. I don't know if it's a West Coast thing or whatever, but all the teams that play in WC are just way more respectful.
Yeah.
And everybody here just like loves the game, and they're just building each other up, win or lose. NXL is a little bit different because like people hate each other over there, you know? Like, I don't like that feeling.
A little more rivalry.
Yeah, whatever. When you lose, you lose, you know? But don't, like, they just, it's different, man.
I hear you, dude. Yeah, we walk around these events, and Mike does a really great job. The WC for a long time has been one of the best leagues in the nation, I think, you know? It rivals the NXL, you know, on a smaller level. It's a great experience for divisional players. I heard he's like, considering or is offering free three-man for people too, to like get new players in, which is amazing, right?
Yeah,
fantastic league. Look, I know you want to go celebrate with your team. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much.
Let me just give a shout out. Hey, yes. Shout out to my boys in Hawaii. Yo, I love you. Yo, we play every weekend. Hawaiian Homegrown, Red Rum, AMU, Hawaiian Heat for sure. Hawaii Extreme Paintball, thank you for everything. Just being able to play against you guys every day is why I'm sitting in this chair right now. I appreciate you. I love you. Aloha. I'll see you soon.
Hawaii is one of the best places in the world, by the way. Love it. All right, brother. Thank you.
What is going on, everybody? Tyler Harmon here. We're at the WCPPL. We got, just so I don't slaughter the pronunciation, let's talk about your company and everything that you're doing out here.
Thanks so much. My name is Aaron Amanes. I'm a personal injury attorney from Amanes Law. I'm out here at WC just doing a little giveaway, Lux Idol giveaway.
Yes, yes. We just gave away the brand new Lux Idol. Who was the winner? Who was the lucky
winner? It was actually a walk-on.
No way.
Yeah, he was shooting the tip.
Shut up!
He was shooting the tip, man. Yeah.
The walk-on.
And he came on, I was like, dude, this is a perfect opportunity to get into speedball. So I hope it pushes him to get into speedball.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he was a younger player?
Yeah, like 16, 17. Oh, no, not 16, because he had to be 18. Probably like 19, 20. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. And then kind of highlight what it is that your company is doing and how did you get involved in paintball?
Great. So I started playing paintball
fought at Conquest at 2004, burnt down, and been a big fan of you, Marcelo, and just kind of got into the speedball game recently, about a few years ago, with SoCal Paintball Boys and the Vibe guys, and just kind of been enjoying it, man. I love the competition. I feel like I always wanted to be a sports guy growing up, and my dad didn't let me be a basketball player, so.
Well, paintball is perfect because, like, it's just one of the greatest games in the world for so many reasons, you know? Athleticism, obviously, getting to work out mentally, community. There's so many benefits to this game. And the fact that you, you know, decided to take the company that you built and bring it into paintball and help paintball players, that's tremendous.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I love the community here, and I love giving back to the community as much as I can.
Yeah, talk to us about the WCPPL and everything that they're doing at these tournaments and how amazing it is.
So WC, for me, has been kind of the mecca in the West Coast. And attending events and just kind of the competitiveness. I remember we have other local events, but WCPPL has been the event that everybody prepares for. So it's I've seen it getting bigger. I think booths were almost out the door. We couldn't fit any more booths. So it's definitely growing, and I couldn't be happier for the league and Mike.
Absolutely. Yeah, shout out to Mike. Shout out to everybody that supports the WCPPL. Shout out to the Baller Life. Our Baller Life, bros. Come on, get on in here. There he is.
And you know this, Baller man. Life. Let's go, baby.
And we got the
Hibachi, Pops Hibachi.
We got Poppy's Hibachi right next door. We got Pops Tacos. We got the best community in paintball out here. So if you get a chance, head on out to Dub C. And thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Play the game.
Let's go, baby. What up, everybody? We got the Rain Man, Rainy, up in the house. How's it going out here, Rainy?
Good, dude. I love coming to these things. These things are a blast, man.
Dub C is booming. We got Poppy's Hibachi right next door. They're cooking it up. He's whipping it. He's whipping it up over here.
Yep, that's me. He's cooking my food right now. I'm waiting on it.
Yeah, and the Dub C is hammering away.
His ticket, though. I'm stealing
the winning ticket.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're having fun. Talk to us about what you've been doing out here and who you've been working with.
I'm working with Sicarios. We've been it's been like a 2-3 year project. Bumped up from D4 to D3 last year, and it was like I told them, like, we're not gonna win. We're not ready. And then last year, about third event in, we made some changes. We picked up a guy from Paintball Fit. Actually, he was from Dynamics. Now he's on Paintball Fit, Cyrus. And we started turning the page. And then we got a first at the third event, and we got a second. And I was like, we're on to something here. And then we won D3 this weekend.
So what was it that you felt clicked with your players that got you that first and that second and started getting the traction going?
You know, we just started solving one variable at a time, one player. So we got Tucker, he was on the Doritos. We brought in Cyrus, right? Those two guys, like, they understood. They were like rock, they're our foundation. And then we were missing two of our core guys. The third event, we had those two guys in. The guys that were coming off the bench, like, they played that six-man role. They weren't like, their egos weren't hurt to come off the bench. That guy came in, we're up a point with 30 seconds to go, right? The OT point, he came in and risked it to the corner. Like, so he bought in instead of coming off the gate trying to overplay to earn his play time. Everyone bought in, and then it was just this pretty thing. And I told him, I was like, we can win 1-0. Like, you can win paintball games 1-0. And we won the finals, and our first win was 1-0.
No way.
Right? Yeah. And they didn't make mistakes. Now we kind of added on more layers, where yesterday we were risking two to the snake off the break in the OT.
That's how you won the overtime. Yes. Twin sneezies. Yes. Two off the break to the snake.
You know, okay, one guy in the snake, that's pretty good. Yeah. Two guys, you got better chances, right?
At practice, we ran a 5 sneezy with Houston Heat, and it worked phenomenally.
That
other layout we were playing.
We tried to do it on the Dorito side, and it didn't work. We did snake side work. The Dorito side, no.
Yep. So, and you guys practice really hard too. The guys are bought in, they care about the process, they're really working hard, and I know that you're out there all the time working with them.
So we practice a bunch. Last weekend we practiced so much that we came out here on Saturday and it was raining. I was like, dude, let's go watch a movie, man. It's miserable. And I was like looking at my guys and they were gonna play, and I was like, let's go eat and we'll come back. And they're all starting to get out. I'm like, no, get back in the cars. I walked around, checked it out, I was like,
it was pouring.
We're gonna go eat. That's not my thing. I'm like, look, if we're gonna go watch a movie, let's do it together. We're gonna go do something stupid, let's do it together.
Well, there's something to that.
Do it together.
There's something to that. That even, you get to hang out, you learn about each other, you learn different nuances about each other that do translate into paintball.
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Now we got our D4 team who is 3-1. We lost the last game, but we're on. We got the bye, so they're playing good.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of killers. I mean, we got a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and another.
What are their names? We got
Lucas, who's 14. We got Liam, and we got Paulo.
Let's go, boys.
And then we got some core guys that've been around. Alex and RT's a new guy, but these are grown dudes. So I was like, hey man, you guys are the grown men. We got the children. Keep an eye on them. Protect these dudes. But dude, they're fearless. These kids, like, I'm impressed for how like calm and cool and willing they are to get shot up, and they're like, it doesn't bother them. Whereas like I was a kid, I'd kind of be like, ah! You know, I was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna hide the back.
Man, this guy's an animal. He never.
As a kid, I would be the kid that literally would break the paintball myself. I'm out. I don't want it. We're doing drills. I'm like, that means I gotta get shot? Nah, we're not doing drills today. I'm hiding. Come on. What have you been doing in the parking lot? I don't want to get shot. We're gonna get shot in the hand. It's a guarantee.
Oh, those close quarter drills that we would do when we were younger, and we still do them, but. Man, we would do the spool drill.
Yeah.
The spool drill. Shout out to March. He's whipping it up. He's holding down the booth right now.
He still haven't called the winning number.
You're going to get his food?
He's taking his food.
Oh, man.
So, you got to keep him occupied over here.
Yeah, so. I got him. Don't worry about him.
But, man, these events are great. Like, dude, you got, like, the best food. You got Pop Tacos. You got Hibachi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got him in running it, dude. I've seen him out the other day.
Let's talk about Mike.
Dude, yeah. I've known Mike for a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been all into paintball. He's dedicated his whole life, dude. And like, SoCal paintball has gone in waves. Like, we were the mecca, then we started dying down. And like, having this league, is what makes SoCal the mecca, right? It brings everyone in. He cares so much about his product, right?
Yes.
He cares about the refs. He cares about the food. He cares about his customers. He puts so much into it, and it's just like, you come to these events, it's like a special thing, you know? So you want to give it your all when you come to these things.
And it's booming. The Dub C is booming. The vendor alley is booming. Paintball players, the cars are parked out as far as the eye can see. So people are really enjoying the paintball down here. And I know you guys have been working hard. Speaking of working hard, I know that we're coming into the next event of the season out there in Texas.
Yep.
And you're going to be rolling with Damage.
Yep.
And you guys are training for that. So what is that looking like?
You know, that's the good thing about coming to these events. I learn things here to bring to my team. Like, I'm like, how can I be a better player? And I see things differently. And like, I picked up a few things that I'm already like coming in for that first weekend. Yeah. I'm not gonna say what they are.
Of course.
But I got like, and they're just little tidbit things about just being a better team player and like making the process more fun. And you know, at the end of the day, this is a game.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you and myself, it's like life or death. I can see it in your eyes after we lose. You're questioning things. But it's like, sometimes this game's like a Chinese finger trap. The harder you pull, the harder you try, the harder it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kind of gotta let go.
Don't
try so hard.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We're gonna train. We're gonna do all these things. But sometimes trying less hard makes it easier. It's like yin and yang, right?
There is something to be said about that. Yeah. You can't force things. You can't force things to happen. You can prepare and you can be the best version of yourself and bring your best quality version. But at the end of the day, the universe is perfect. It doesn't miss. It's going to do what it's going to do. And you have to align yourself with the win. And you can feel it when the mojo starts going, when the team is in a flow and everything is rolling. And you know, that's when
it's effortless. But then sometimes you're over trying. You're like, Tyler, what are you doing? And Tyler's like, man, I'm worried about this dude. It's just like, That ain't gonna work.
No, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Dub C's been cranking. Hopefully you guys dominate, and we'll see you guys back over here for some wins.
Thank you.
And Rainey, thank you for everything that you're doing, brother.
Appreciate being on here.
Let's go. Peace. What up, everybody? We got Chad Boucher in the house. Let's go. What's going on, Chad?
Bro,
how you living?
We are out here popping WCPP. I'm out here running this HK booth like it's no. I know I'm not like a rookie at running a booth. Okay, I'm a rookie.
Hey, you're
at
like
running
D3,
booth.
Like D3 right now.
I wouldn't even give myself that. That guy behind us. I know we're out here at WCPP, loving it. There's so many teams. You know, HK. Yeah. They haven't been out here in a little while. Coming out here. You know, we dropped our new tank. You know, you got one in Vegas.
The Alpha Air.
Yeah,
it's popping.
It is real deal. Everybody thought it was a hoax that we, you know, we're just putting that out there, and you know, they're seeing it, they pick it up, and I think we should have named it the Yo Shit Tank, because that's like the biggest thing I've heard yet. So
every time they pick it up,
I like it a lot, so it works out.
That's
so
amazing. And yes, it's so good to see HK Army out here at the Dub C. The WCPPL is popping off. There's cars as far as the eye can see.
Yeah,
lots of teams out here.
Here's what I like the most too. Like, I walk down this row and I call it like memory lane, but like, you got you and Marcelo out here. You know, we got Sam at the DLX booth.
Yeah,
we got Todd out there, and then you got Al Fernandez, and then all of a sudden I see like Spica and Mouse, and I mean,
got the
everybody.
Yeah, the boys, and it's like, you think about it, and it's like, these guys are out here grinding on the field, and then they're out here working the booth and everything else, and it's like, for people who, like, look for things like that, like, think about things like that, you know?
That's
and,
right.
It's sweet. So it's amazing.
We're super excited. We're covering all the divisional paintball out here, so we have, like, all the winners from the divisional tournament
coming in. That's money, dude.
And they're coming in, and they're like, we won! We get to go on PTG!
Yeah. So that's honestly, that's just like winning the Super Bowl and coming to ESPN right there, so.
So we're having a lot of fun, and let's talk about what you've been doing for the company. You just recently joined forces with HK in a major way, so let's hype that up.
You know, January 2nd, they brought me on and with the sponsorship coordination, and, you know, it's honestly been a blessing just because I get to hear a lot of people's stories, you know, just on the mere fact of, like, how much, like, they're going through and different things like that. But, you know, the biggest thing, too, is, like, you know, we're hooking people up. You know, it's not just like, hey, here's 15% off, hopefully you'll buy something on our website. You know, we got packages from, like, lacing you up head to toe, and then there's contingencies. So, you know, we're taking care of you podium, and you get on first and second, third, and then bam, like, you know, we have packages giving people $1,000 back to HK. We're taking care of their paint, different things like that.
Yes.
And then biggest thing, too, you're sponsored by HK. You know, you come into Dallas, you're getting paid for $20 a case.
Yep.
We did that in Vegas. We had a huge impact
Super
on
successful.
It. And, you know, it was nice, and people got to see how good the paint was, and, you know, I was very happy with it, and then, you know, we're going to roll right into Texas.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that bright pink shell was flying. We loved it. Shout out to HK and all the work that they're putting into the paintball and everything that they do for the paintball community. You know,
dude, it's unbelievable.
Always going above and beyond to give back and just highlight paintball players. And
Absolutely.
That's why I love that they brought you on board.
Dude, I love it.
It's a perfect fit.
I love it. It's a blessing and I love it. So those guys put a lot of work in, and, you know, if they wouldn't have done that stuff, I wouldn't even have a job right now. So I couldn't feel more blessed to be a part of the team. So
they're the best. Shout out to HK.
Woo!
Dub C is crushing it. There's like over 90 teams out here, I think.
So, you know, Mike Hammond has done a good job by bringing Southern California, you know, this great product of a tournament. These dudes, like yesterday, they just won like literally $1,000 less than what the pro division win.
Yeah.
And that's big, right? Like, for them to have that, and, you know, they're seeing the money back. You know, HK, actually, this is, like, we need to be a part of this even more. You know, we need to get even bigger with this. And, you know, Mikey was very, very generous to us, and, you know, very, like, open arms bringing us out here. We were actually in Dallas 2 weeks ago. That was awesome. He had 90-some teams out there.
That's right.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's
the USXBO was very successful, too.
Yep. And it's two different breeds that, you know, like, I honestly believe, you know, between Texas and California, like, that right now is the mecca of paintball. So if you guys want to play a good tournament series, like, you know, it's paying out. You know, it's a lot of opportunity to get noticed. Those are the 2-1 right there.
Yeah. Mike is the man. He just lets us all come here and just pop up, hang out.
Yeah.
HK's out here. We've got, obviously, Poppy's Hibachi next door. They're whipping it up.
First time I got to try this, those guys, oh, my God. They
Hold
popping.
On. Let's turn the camera for
give
a second
them all shakes,
so they can see. There they are. Hey, you're on PTG.
Yo, hey, you're live. Say you're something lost. Cool. Hey, you got to have a little cilantro on that, baby. Yeah, there we go. Tossing it up, dicing
so
it.
They're literally whipping up some delicious food right next to us. You can see we got Rainey in the back. He was just on recently.
He won yesterday with his team.
That's right. And they're still in the fight right now, I think, with D4.
Oh, yeah.
So they're still going at it.
Yep.
But, yeah, we can't thank Mike enough for everything that he's doing for paintball.
Yep.
And we're just having a lot of fun out here.
I'm excited. I'm glad I get to hang out with you. And then, like I said, you're going to see all these pros out here. And, you know, we're locking stuff down as far as future goes. And, you know, these guys are the boost and getting the experience and everything else. So not only is it just playing pro paintball, but it's like going back and giving back to paintball players, too. So
that's exactly it. Divisional paintball, whether you're in the NXL, Dub Z, USXBL, it doesn't matter. Divisional paintball is the future, and that's why we're super excited to be on the ground. We get to scout the future players, see who's coming up in the game.
And that's real. Like, you know? Literally, if you want to get noticed, you need to be at one of these events because there's pro coaching out there.
Yep.
You know, these sponsors, like I've seen it where now, like, kids are getting, like, privately sponsored because of that.
True. And then we got Houston Heat practice coming up.
Couldn't be more excited.
We're rolling into Texas.
We're coming for Dynasty more than ever.
There he is, right back there. We're about
you
to
know we heard that.
We're going to spear him. We're going to take him down. But, yeah, we're really excited to head out to Texas. We're going to be playing against X-Factor, Impact,
Infamous as well.
Infamous. Yeah, so we'll be rolling
at X-Factor's Paintball Park. And then, you know, we're going to get a little hour sesh right before the event with Dynasty as well. So
that's right.
Our preparation is going to be there, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Let's go, baby. Yeah, so if you're in the Dallas area for when we're out there with X-Factor, be sure to go to X-Factor Paintball Park and tap in with us. Yeah, keep crushing it at the booth.
Thanks, baby.
Thank you so much for everything. Shout out to HK. Let's go.
Is this still on?
We're going. It's on.
All right.
It's on.
All right, everybody. We got Lil G from the Bean. Live action.
Hey.
Troublemaker in the Discord.
There he is. Hey, I've been good since my second time. Uh-huh. All right. Since my second sentencing. I've been good. You know
what was that? What's a sentencing?
Sentencing.
Sentencing.
You know what it is.
Yes, you know what it is.
It's my new teeth. That's why.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. Hey. You'll get it. You'll get it. My guy, what are the Baton Rouge Mighty Dolphins? You guys are making waves out here. You guys got the dope jerseys. Everyone's, you know, talking about them. Look at this logo. If you guys are listening, you want to check out the YouTube.
Hit us up.
The Baton Rouge Mighty Dolphins. Pretty dope logo.
All right. So the Mighty Dolphin part, back in 2018 in Dallas, me and a couple of my friends, Alex Howell and Dimitri Fairclough from South Carolina, we were at IHOP having breakfast before the third match of the prelims. And we were talking about if dolphins had human rights. I mean, if dolphins could talk English, do we have to give them human rights? And it was like a 35-minute span. X-Factor sitting on to our right, they got involved. It was like an argument.
Okay.
And I'm like, where are we going to find dolphins at? Baton Rouge? Out of nowhere. So I always told myself, if I ever make a team name again, it's going to be the Baton Rouge Mighty Dolphins. And I just went with it. I contacted Tim from Dazana. I told him how I want the dolphin to look and all that. And he goes, all right, sent me a couple templates of it. I'm like, I want number 3. Let's do this. And that's how
it came to be.
So
how many players are from Baton Rouge?
None.
My girlfriend, have you ever been to Baton Rouge?
Yes, my girlfriend lives out there. I'll be moving down there end of this year.
Nice.
So everyone is from NorCal, Modesto area, Sacramento.
Shout out to Modesto.
Yeah, shout out to Modesto one time. Omaha, Florida. So practices are not every weekend, but when we do have our schedule for practices, we do make it meaningful and all that. We're there from sun up to sundown. We're pretty much living at the field for a weekend.
Okay.
So our first practice, because all of us never practiced together, we went 2-2 this weekend. Missed it by 1 point to make it for us.
So you guys showed up without practicing together
as a whole
to compete in the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, and we went 2-2. What division?
D2 Premier.
D2 Premier.
Yep.
2-2. Never practicing together. That's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because Premier is an incredibly competitive.
Yeah. Six out of the 9, they're from the area, so they got their practice and all that. So we spun them the most because they had the time together. Understandable. But our first practice together is May 24th to 26th weekend.
Okay.
You got Mother's Day going on.
Yep.
You got... two of the guys have a camping trip after the weekend after, so I'm like, all right, I don't want to do a practice when you guys can't be there.
Yeah.
So how about this weekend? Everyone checked, like, let's do it. So, and that's 2 weeks right before the event, so it'll still be fresh in the minds of practicing and all that. We don't know if it's gonna be down in here in SoCal or up in NorCal, but if it's down here in SoCal, the owner of this league, Mike Hinman, is actually gonna be helping us.
Awesome. Yeah, that's huge. Mike, obviously, everybody knows Mike Hinman.
Oh, exactly.
You know, incredible paintball mind. He has a lot to do with a lot of the top players' success these days. You know, he was definitely one of my mentors and coaches growing up.
He's everybody's dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's paintball dad, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so Mike is the man. And actually, I want to talk to you about Mike Hinman and the WCPPL what you think about this league.
Man, I've been – my first WC was back in – 13-14. Took a couple of years off WC, competed in different leagues. But WC's home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing familiar faces. Shout out to Pop's Tacos. Like, everyone gets excited to see them.
Absolutely.
We got the hibachi guys right here, though.
Poppy Stepanyaki.
Yeah.
We got Pops. Again, we talk about the food on just about every little segment we have with the people, because this event is one of the coolest regional events I've ever been to. The venue is completely packed. You know, there's a full line of vendors. There's tons of players. It's really amazing what Mike has done.
It's 125 teams, I think, something like that. And from D2, D3, D4, D5, D6, three-man, and young guns.
Yeah.
I think it's 125 teams.
Yeah.
And that being a regional event, like, that's a small national event.
Absolutely it is.
And I love ASG. This is my first time here. Like, I love the facility. There's actually real bathrooms. Like,
there are, yeah. It's
like, you don't get that. Like, when
stuff.
I found out those were real bathrooms because I followed him, and I was like, oh, my God, there's toilets.
Yeah.
Like, I got super excited. But it's going to come, like, 2-3 years. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, this league has to go somewhere bigger.
yes and no. I think Mike really enjoys the divisional side of things. And it's great, and it's so important for paintball too to have, you've got the NXL, which is the national level league, right? That's where the professionals play. I don't know that Mike even wants to quite compete with that, right? Because we need a really good, you know, set of divisional regionals that feed into that, right?
That makes
sense. You know, the more divisional players that are playing and excited about their local leagues and don't have to travel cross country, the better. Right. We want a bunch of healthy regional leagues across the nation. And so, you know, Mike taking on the USXPL as well is huge because he runs such a good event. So now we're going to have, you know, the Southwest region. We have, you know, Texas. We got that area. It's going to be solid and absolutely solidified with good divisional paintball. You know, and so if we could just get another couple leagues, and there are really good leagues. You know, I know the MBPS is highly
coveted down in Florida.
Out in Florida. The MSXL is a good league up in, you know, the Midwest area. Right. You know, OPS is a great little regional
OPS
league.
Out of Connecticut area.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, divisional paintball is doing really, really good, and that's really important for the sport, you know?
Yeah. I'm gonna say this right now. The Mighty Dolphins are looking at putting a D4, D3 X-Ball team in the USXPL. So anybody's listening to this or watching this on the YouTube, if you guys are interested, please hit up our IG, Baton Rouge Mighty Dolphins, send a message, and we will get to you. We will tell you what we expect as a player, and we'll tell you what you can expect from us. That's about it.
Very cool, man.
We really have a really – we're doing it for the culture. Russell Kane, one of the excessive boys that Harmon actually taught, comes up to me after our last match against Brawlers, and that was a dogfight, 5-4. It was a dogfight. Comes up to me, gives me a hug, and he's like, "You're saving NorCal paintball because we don't got anything up there. No one's competing from up there."
Yeah.
And I'm from Texas. I'm like, how am I helping NorCal? Like, how am I? Why isn't SoCal even helping NorCal? How is Texas?
SoCal and NorCal are like two different states. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's true. Know,
hella separated.
It's two different worlds.
Hella separated.
We're right over the grapevine. The grapevine cuts it off.
Yeah.
But I love my boys. I do. They're all back home. Andrew Collins right now as we speak. He's in the air right now from Ontario Airport heading back to Philly.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, my boys, like, they're my pod, right? That's what they call a bunch of dolphins.
Yeah,
they're the pod.
I like it.
But I'm loving the love we're getting from WC. I took photos with kids and their parents and all that because they see a dolphin. And
Like I said, the logo's badass. The logo goes super hard. That's a cool logo. Very marketable.
Exactly. And anyone that's watching or listening to this, and you have a divisional team, you got to ask yourself, what does my team stand for? If you can't answer that, then you're not marketable.
You got to have a culture.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, you need to be marketable if you want to be able to get some sort of sponsorships, too. Hey, what can you do for me? You know, when you're approaching companies, it can't be, what can you guys do for me? It's, what can we do for you guys?
Exactly.
Right? That's the question that you want to answer.
Uno Jerky, big love out there. Liquid Lava out of Florida, they're helping us. My friend's company, Hoteling Sons and Trucking out of, where they out of now, Florida. Good friend of mine, they're sponsored. We're getting outside paintball sponsorships. They're looking into paintball.
Awesome.
And they're all watching the webcast. They're like, the commentary is like loving us and all that. Like, but we're not just out here as a publicity stunt. We're out here to compete. And we competed. We missed it by a point.
Yeah, just two. You guys get a practice together, and you know you have an event.
That little crank on the wrench, and we'll be good to go for the second event. The paint was shooting good. I'll be honest, it was shooting good when it was nice out on Friday, but in that morning it was miserable out here.
It was cold. It was freezing. It was like in the 30s out here. Yeah.
When I got out here at 5:45, it was 37 degrees.
Yeah.
And
paint management has become super important.
It's like you can put paint on ice, but how do you heat up your paint? Like,
you turn the van on, turn the truck on, open the bags, put the heater on, and you let it sit for a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, that's, you know, it's annoying, it's a pain in the butt, but we've done it many times. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we don't get weather like that usually out here in California. So hopefully we never see that again, right? Not in April.
Yeah.
But Marcelo, what you're doing for the culture, you and Harmon, like, this is incredible. Like, loving
Thank you
guys.
LG.
We love you, bro. We love all of you. Let's go. Let's get it.
I love what you guys are doing. I'm loving the outside paintball guests you guys are having.
Thank
you. What I mean? That's looking into the sport. Like,
yep.
The coaches, Mike Bianca, still one of my favorite episodes, right?
Yeah. Everyone says that. If you guys have not listened to the Mike Bianca episode, go back, make sure you listen,
please.
Download that, and bring out a notepad while you're listening.
Oh my God.
Straight up. Take notes on that one. I was sitting there learning,
Mike Bianca. I'm halfway right now, and I'm actually doing that right
now.
Like, Mike has such a beautiful mind in the sport and just in life in general, you can learn off of.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I never want to see that man mad. I don't. Like, I'd be scared if I saw him mad. Like, but he's one of those people that we need in the sport.
Agreed.
Like, there's a lot of people that we need that we know of, but we don't know about. We know of him, but we don't know him. And I think that episode really showed who he is as a person.
Yeah.
And it's just going to make the Hurricane stronger and better. And hopefully they take down the Dragons. You know what I mean? Like...
Slay the Dragon. I might get Slay the Dragon tattooed on me,
I hope you do. I hope you do, Mars. But man, like, it's a pleasure to have being on here and all that.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you, Joey.
Shout out to Stevie. I'm not going to prison. All right. Like, we're
PTG
good.
Prison. Yeah, that is. We're talking about the Discord. Yeah. We got, like, sometimes people on the Discord act up. We got to give them, we got to slap the orange tag on them, put them in PTG jail. We don't let them, communicate with the rest for a little while.
I'm banned.
Georgie's been there a few times.
Two times. Shout out to my lawyer.
Maggie.
Yeah. Where you at, Mags?
Georgie. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Shout out to Baton Rouge Mighty Dolphins.
George. Hey, shout out to the Baton Rouge Dolphins. Let's go.
Mighty Dolphins.
Yeah, the Mighty Dolphins in the house.
Oh, yeah, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. I want to give it. Let me just give a huge thank you to all our sponsors. Mike Kinman's helping. I will never be late for dinner ever again. You're still getting on me on that. I don't know, you didn't warn me about Mike Kinman's dinner. Like, you better be there on time.
I mean, the fact that you didn't know that and you know Mike is your fault, not mine. Like, you know Mike. And you think you could show up late?
Can someone back me up?
Absolutely not.
But shout out to
Mike.
Shout out to WC, Dazana, Hotel and Sons and Trucking, Uno Jerky. Shout out to Liquid Lava. If you don't know Liquid Lava, they're it's a drink, like CBD and all that. They're out of Florida. They're getting their names up. I can't do it because I'm in the trucking business, but my players, they've been helping them and all that. So I just shout out to everybody that's supporting us. Please hit us on favorite. Please hit us with a like and a favorite on our IG. We already did 100 follower giveaway. We gave a free t-shirt. At the 500, we're giving away a jersey. At 1,000, whoever wins the 1,000, we are sending him out to our practice with us so he can play with us. Or if we have like a mech tournament going on, we're putting him on a roster and he's going to play with us.
All right.
So it's all about the culture and helping out the little guys to be the bigger fish.
Love that. The bigger fish.
Exactly. You guys have a good one.
All right, brother. Georgie, thank you.
Bye.
Oh. Just had to let little Georgie know that dolphins aren't fish.
Exactly. They're mammals.
Mammals. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to ptgpaintball.com. Click the orange Patreon link in the corner and support the show. We greatly appreciate it. We have tiers as low as $1.99 a month. That is nothing, guys. And it'll give you access to the Discord where you get access to the players chat and get to mingle with the entire PTG community. We have tons of different pros in there. Tyler and myself are very active, and it's an amazing way to support the show. We also have amazing other tiers. If you want to be one of the best, want to be a GOAT, sign up for the GOAT tier. It's the greatest way to support us. And each month we do a private live stream show, one-on-one kind of thing, to where it's just the GOATs and Tyler, myself, will bring in some special guests every now and then, but you get to ask us questions in real time, live on the air, and you get lots of inside juicy news that we don't share on the show. So as always, we will see you guys very soon.